if we're living in a very serious country, Samuel Dubik should not have a job today. He shouldn't have a job today. If we're living in a very serious country, the board members of ECG should have all been fired. But you see, we are not living in normal times. We're living in a place where, in a country where the breaking of laws can be done in a very with so much impunity.
Financial implications imposed on them. Is that not punishment enough for you?
The financial implication is not a substitute for the punishment for being incompetent.
Mm.
The companies have lost money as a result of this. Ghanaians have suffered because remember there's a social contract between the producers, the utilities, and consumers. Consumers are not getting the best service, even though they pay for their bills. They are saying that even if I'm not getting the best service, the law says that if you are not going to give me power, tell me within 3 days that at least I should have 3 days notice to tell me that I am not going to get power on maybe on the third day, that I'm not going to get power. Mm. You have not abided by those ones. That is what they are punishing them for. But I'm saying that beyond just breaching the laws, I am saying that ECG, the board and the board that includes the MP, should be packing their bags and leaving their office. Because this document is scandalous. It is something that is unacceptable. And if we're living in a very serious country, Samuel Dubik should have signed his resignation letter and then as he saved the small, respect he has left for himself.
And if they don't, you expect the appointing authority to act?
I will continuously raise the issue that they must go. They have lost the right to occupy those offices and they must leave the office. What kind of indiscipline is this? President Akufo-Addo checked out many, many months ago as being the president of this country. So he can't be bothered as to what is happening. I am really irritated by the fact that this is a sector that we were struggling to see how we could bring it back to normalcy, to ensure that we can have reliable and affordable electricity supply to Ghanaians, devoid of debt and stress. What these people have done under President Akufo-Addo is to mess up the sector. And they have now appointed people who simply cannot be bothered about whether the country has a viable power sector or not. They can't be bothered because in their houses, they can put